If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
Mama's in Control, episode 60.
Welcome to Mama's in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
Welcome back to the show, guys. You know who I am. I am Heather Chauvin. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the likes and the shares. I cannot get over the downloads. They are literally double what they were last month, and it seems like we are constantly growing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I wondered what it was, and I was asking a few people, and I think it's because we are growing as a community and we are sharing. So I appreciate all the likes, I appreciate the comments, and I also appreciate the feedback that I'm receiving. So, a few people have emailed me and said, hey, you know, my friend, I shared this with my friend and she totally digged it. And I think that's awesome because when we are sharing and we're paying it forward and just, you know, I mean, when you're on your Facebook or not your Facebook, your podcast app, and you're saying, I know somebody else that could really benefit from this episode, and you're just, you know, texting them or screenshotting it and saying, you need to listen to this. This is how we create and become the change. So I'm one person. I'm one person leading people. But the thing is, guys, when I'm sitting in a room full of women and I'm like, ladies, you guys have the power. You have this. This is how magic happens. This is how villages change. This is creating community. It's not just me being the leader and having all these followers. It's saying, guys, we are all leaders. So imagine the magic that could happen if we just each tell one person, listen to this. This can change your life. So regardless if it's this podcast or something else, if you have a tool, a strategy, a book, something, and your friend is struggling, or your mother is struggling, or your neighbor is struggling, you don't need to give unsolicited advice, but you can gently lead and guide people. So when I hear my neighbor or somebody else say, I really want to learn about meal planning, and then I'm taking a meal planning workshop, I say, hey, do you want to come along? There's no, you need to do this. We're just gently nudging and guiding people. We can lead a horse to water, but we can't get them to drink. So just putting your love out there, your intention out there to be of service to others, but doing this from a place of no attachment. We don't need to change people. We don't need to fix people. And this leads me into today's conversation about sensory processing disorder, highly sensitive children, spirited children. I'm going to be talking about this for the next few podcasts. I actually have a interview coming up. There was a few interviews I did back last year when I started this podcast, and then something happened to all the audios and I lost it. So there was I think it was episode 4 when I was interviewing Sandy Schwartz. She was talking about how she was the parent of a highly sensitive child. And then I interviewed her daughter, who is a grown adult now, and she talks about her experience. And I had to go back and look for that audio, and I said I was going to give it to you. We're having some audio issues. So if, you know, the magic audio masters come down and somehow it recoups itself, I will be posting that. But I also have a really exciting interview coming up with another professional who's a mother and a, you know, parent educator, and she also works close with Dr. Shefali, talking about her struggles with her daughter who is highly sensitive. So I will tell you, and I've, you know, hinted about this multiple times, but so I have 3 boys. They're 11, 6, and 3. So my oldest has high anxiety. So he's very anxious. He's very sensitive, intuitive, and I see a lot of myself in him. So every time I get anxious or worried about something, I just he's my mirror. I project a lot onto him and go, oh my God, he must be feeling this too. So instead of, you know, he was younger, instead of fixing my own wounds, I wanted to fix him. And then I realized, oh crap, I got to fix myself. And the more stronger I become, the more I become that leader, that role model, I am able to show him how to manage my own anxiety, how to, you know, take fierce action, be brave, be courageous, while being gentle on my soul and my emotional body, my nervous system. Because I am very sensitive. I'm an introvert, believe it or not. So I can, you know, throw out the F-bombs and all of that stuff. But, you know, I'm just a little sensitive bird like anybody else. So my point is, my 6-year-old has some sensory processing stuff. So sensory processing is, you know, where a child has a difficult time, like really feeling good in their own skin. I posted something on Instagram and it was just a little meme that I found somewhere, but I thought it was really great because some people don't know that their children have sensory processing. So parents get frustrated or there's not a diagnosis. And again, I'm not huge on diagnosis. I mean, great, thank you for the label, but what are we going to do about it? So some of the signs and symptoms might be, and you can go on my Instagram, just look me up. It's H Chauvin, so C-H-A-U-V-I-N. So H C-H-A-U-V-I-N. Follow me on Instagram, but it's on there. So these are some of the signs and symptoms. Poor body awareness. They crave fast spinning. They lose their balance. They like wearing the same clothes. They don't like to be touched. They have poor gross motor skills. They can be clumsy and fall over things sometimes. They're picky eaters. Smells really bother them. They dislike bright lights. They don't like to brush their teeth. They are very sensitive to loud sounds. They don't like brushing or washing their hair. They like to smell people or objects sometimes. They don't like tags on their clothes. They don't like what to wear clothes. They enjoy being squeezed or they like pressure. They don't want their hands dirty. They have poor fine motor skills, overstimulated, and they have meltdowns. They feel fearful and anxious sometimes. They overreact to minor scrapes and cuts. They cling to adults they trust, and sometimes they walk on their toes. So I would say 90% of this is my 6-year-old. Now, I've seen kids on the spectrum of processing disorder, so I wouldn't say that he's an extreme case, but before I knew this, this kid came out of the womb like a freaking bullet, and his energy was very overstimulating, which was exhausting for me, especially having, you know, an older child and then now another one. So I didn't understand him. And when he couldn't verbalize what was going on, I would yell and scream and get frustrated and then, you know, do the discipline thing and the timeouts and all of that. And that didn't work because, you know, when a child is being a picky eater because they just don't feel comfortable in their own skin and the textures bother them in their mouth, and you're like, well, I'm just exhausted. I'm not cooking you another meal. La, da, da, da. We're just adding more fuel to the fire. Or when, you know, I'm very sensitive to sounds and bright lights and stimuli and stuff like that. So I've learned I need to wear earplugs sometimes when I'm around the kids, especially if it's, you know, a loud time around dinner and stuff. I actually either have to put my headphones in or I have to put like little things in my ears, even little cotton balls, because it's not that I'm not listening to them. It's that the noises are too loud for me. So what else? I'm looking at this thing over here. Yeah, the meltdowns, the overstimulated, all of these are signs and symptoms. So this is why I'm such a huge advocate for self-care. You know, reflecting on ourselves, the myth of, you know, you did this to your child. No, your child came into this world. Your child came into this world with this gift. Society has labeled it as sensory processing, but your child who may have sensory processing is highly sensitive, highly intuitive, highly connected, and they're here to teach you something big. So their behaviors of being picky eaters, or their behaviors of not wanting to wear their clothes, or their behaviors of having a hard time making friends, is no reflection on your parenting whatsoever. So you could totally stop guilting yourself and give yourself, just take a deep breath. Oh, thank God. Right? Isn't that easy? So understanding that this is your child. So we need to view the child as an individual who needs support. And sometimes that support, you know, isn't fixing the child. Actually, it's never fixing the child. It's not fixing the child or the behavior. It's seeing the child for who they are and saying, how can I accommodate you? I'm sensitive. I'm a sensitive person. And when I get overstimulated, I can now say, you know, I need my time, or I need my space, or I can create that space for myself. But if I didn't have that relationship with myself, I wouldn't be able to communicate that with my husband. And if I'm not communicating that with my husband, I'm going to look at him and say, you're an asshole. How come you never give me time and space to go to yoga or do my own thing? And he's going to look at me and say, how the fuck do I know you need that? So there's so much where we need to have this self-awareness and this emotional intelligence within ourselves so that we can support our children and we can be the leaders in our family. So this is the magic, guys. This is the parenting magic. This is not fixing our children. It's not about discipline. So today I just wanted to chat about what sensory processing looks like. Is this your child, and what are you doing about it? So it's not push, push, push. This doesn't need to be like all or nothing. Understand that this is a life journey about your child understanding who they are and their magical gifts, and you understanding who you are and your magical gifts, and honoring what you need and putting those boundaries in place. So I understand that this can be overwhelming, especially if you're first starting. So I'm an advocate for, you know, creating the life that you want while supporting your children and what they need. So head on over if you're interested, if you want a free training, head on over to momisincontrol.com/livemoreyellless and take the free training there. And we are opening the next round of the Mom is in Control Mastermind. So this is an 8-week program where I walk you step by step by step through a process on how to get clear on what you want, what you desire in your life, how you want to show up as a parent, how you can communicate with your children differently. So it doesn't matter if they have a diagnosis or if they are a quote unquote normal child. It's the relationship that you want with your children. So it doesn't matter if you're like, my parenting is awesome and perfect, I'm just fucked up. You're welcome to join too. So it's by application only. After you apply, I personally review your application, and then we get on the phone for a quick chat to see if it's a right fit. So head on over to momisincontrol.com/MIIC. That stands for Mom is in Control. So we are opening the next round of the Mom is in Control Mastermind. So if that's something you're interested in, it's only for committed women. So the women who are saying, I can't afford it, I don't have the time, I don't have the energy, my husband won't let me, I want you to reframe your excuses and say, I don't have the money, I won't stand up to my husband, I'm not willing to create the time or the energy or do what it takes to create the money. Sometimes it's not about I don't have the money, it's I'm fucking scared that this is not going to work. And I will tell you, it will work if you show up and do the work. So head on over to momisincontrol.com/MIIC. Mama, you got this. Life is not over. You're creating and being challenged with this current challenge in your life to show up more in your leadership role. So know that your excuses and mental blocks are the only thing stopping you and getting you in your way. And if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your child. Imagine what it would feel like to be in your child's body when they feel out of control, and knowing that you are the parent and becoming the exact parent and person that they need to guide them through this life. So if you can't do it for you, do it for yourself. Other than that, I trust you. I love you. You got this. Thank you so much for being here and part of this community. And we will chat soon.
Thank you for listening to Mama's in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to mamasincontrol.com.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life-quiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life-quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life-quiz.